Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A mild night is settling over Israel, with a gentle breeze sweeping through Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it quite pleasant to be outside. Across the country, the night remains calm and clear. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the Times of Israel reports that former U.S. President Donald Trump applauds a defense pact between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan, calling it a big, bold, important first step. Also earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes shipping has slowed through the Strait of Hormuz following recent tanker attacks, with fewer ships passing compared to the usual daily traffic. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Jared Kushner has met with Hamas and is heading to meet Netanyahu to finalize a Gaza deal, as Washington grows impatient for progress. Separately, Walla reveals that a coalition of 8 countries, including Egypt and Jordan, condemns Israel's actions, saying it threatens President Trump's efforts towards peace. And finally, from the Forward, earlier today, a Jewish security watchdog urges the NYPD to adopt advanced detection technologies after an attack at Manhattan's Central Synagogue. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eitan Shitayat, an Israeli activist, shared just minutes ago how a community event successfully gathered boots to support IDF soldiers, praising the unity shown. Eve Barlow, a journalist, expressed her sadness about ongoing events in the region, posting earlier today. Meanwhile, Fleur Hassan Nahum, an Israeli politician, commented earlier today that Hamas poses a lethal threat, emphasizing its violent tendencies. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Donald Trump has voiced strong support for a new defense pact involving Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan. He describes it as a significant step toward regional self-defense. This development signals a shift in alliances as these countries seek to bolster their military cooperation. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, new data shows a noticeable slowdown in shipping traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. This follows recent attacks on tankers in the area. The drop in traffic raises concerns about the security of this crucial maritime route, which is vital for global oil supplies. Meanwhile, Ynet reports that Jared Kushner has been actively engaging with Hamas leaders. He is pushing for immediate actions on Israeli withdrawals and reconstruction in Gaza. This comes as Netanyahu demands Hamas disarmament before any progress. The tension highlights the complexities of negotiating peace in the region. Separately, Walla highlights a joint statement from 8 countries condemning Israel's stance in the current conflict. They claim it undermines Trump's peace initiatives. This diplomatic pressure could complicate Israel's position on the international stage. And finally, The Forward reports that a Jewish security group is calling for advanced technology to protect synagogues in New York after a recent attack. The move aims to enhance community safety amid rising concerns over anti-Semitic violence. On the economic front, first, Keytech reports on the growing global competition over nuclear power exports, noting how it can influence international alliances and dependencies. Separately, Globes reveals that El Al has canceled its planned route to Hanoi due to a failure to obtain necessary security clearances, despite significant investments. And finally, Ynet Business informs us that Apple has settled a lawsuit involving anti-Semitic remarks, agreeing to pay $150,000 in compensation. This case highlights ongoing challenges in workplace discrimination. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.